Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, should the Irish driving test be revamped to include motorway competence? Take a listen to the Minister of State for the Road Transport Department, Sean Canny. He was talking to Clare about this earlier.
We should look at motorways. We have increased the number of motorways in Ireland, and I think it is important that there is training for learner drivers in how to cope with being on a dual carriageway or a motorway as opposed to being on a single carriageway road. It'll be just part of the process, and like every other tests we do in this country, I think it's important that we continue to review them to make sure that they're up to date and meet the modern challenges that are there on our roads.
1800 453 106 is the number. We want to talk to listeners about this day today, actually, particularly if you're somebody who's currently learning to drive. How do you feel about the prospect of passing your test and then being able to go out and leave the driving test centre and drive on the motorway for the very first time? Sharon is with us on the line today. Sharon, do you think this revamp is necessary?
Oh, definitely, for sure. Because, you know, part of the test is still, you know, reversing around a corner and things like that that you wouldn't really do. But yes, nothing for on the motorway, how to get onto it, you know, maintain distance between the car in front, etc., etc. Like even driving in when it's wet weather, you know, the aquaplaning, all this kind of thing, there's nothing. So my own daughter did her test recently and she'd never been on the motorway during the lessons. So even if one lesson was
driving on the motorway. Motorway or dual carriageway.
Yeah. So, and I was like, we had waited till 9 p.m. You know, I went with her on it because there's absolutely no way I would let her go on the motorway without having at least done it with me in the car.
But you're right. Like it's merging lanes. You know,
exactly.
To know how to do it, to know when to move, to, you know, indicate everything that goes with that. I mean, the idea that you sit through what 12 different practice lessons with your instructor, and you never once go out on this road.
No. And you, like, you know yourself, especially if you're in, like, the M50 is such a traffic magnet. So you're on, you know, it's how to move in when there's loads of traffic, how to move in maybe when it's kind of, you know, relatively empty. You know, what mirror, you know, you check your middle mirror, you check your wing mirror, you know, that kind of thing. It's all those sequence before you move your car, before you indicate. And, you know, just simple things. But we don't know any of that. And the last time, any time I've been on the M50, I mean, the quality of the driving is appalling.
What other,
you know,
changes?
Cars driving right up the back of,
I know, the,
you know,
aggressive driving.
No distance.
You could probably argue there's a point to be made around, you know, even kind of urban or city driving as well. It's very different to driving in a rural area. Like, you know, when I think about, okay, it's a number of years back, but learning to drive in Ballyshannon, where maybe the hill starts, you know, on a town with a steep hill is the hardest thing to navigate. But then you barely had two lane dual carriageways. Maybe at one point, you never experience city drive until you leave.
No, that's exactly it. And even, I was just actually thinking there before I come on, you know, the signs even on the motorway. And if there is a diversion, you know, different things. And what exit, what does it mean, you know, get into lane for your exit off the motorway. And all those kind of things that even we would have, I would certainly as a person who did their test many years ago would have had to navigate myself and educate myself. But, you know, like when the M50 got the third lane, you know, different things like that. You know, it's an overtaking lane. The left lane is the lane you drive in. I mean, that doesn't happen, obviously, because there's so much traffic on it. It's wherever you are. But it's dreadful that it's not even taught. Whatever about it being in the test and the logistics of somebody who maybe lives somewhere where they're not close to the motorway. But the fact that it's not even taught, that's concerning, really, especially when, you know, with the amount of cars that are on the road and the increase in population and et cetera. You know, it's the fact that they don't even go near a motorway in their lessons, in their mandatory lessons. It's just crazy.
There should be some component to this. Michael is with us too. Stay on the line, Sharon, if you can, for a moment. Michael, do you agree with Sharon about this?
It is, like, it's kind of putting the cart before the horse, you know. And I agree with motorway.
Just bear with us there, Michael, for one second, because there just seems to be a little bit of a bleed through on the line. Michael, you can hear me okay, you can.
I can indeed. Yeah.
So you got in touch with us. You're listening to Sharon there. Do you think we should include the motorway competency as part of the test?
Absolutely, yes. But my point is that I think we need to get the driving test upgraded a little bit, in that how can you have people who pass a test and don't use lane discipline, don't use indicators, tailgate, etc., 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 all the bad habits that that you see from day to day. My point being is, when I learned how to drive, that was hardwired into my brain to use indicators, to be in the right place at the right time, and to show respect to other drivers. And I think we've lost a lot of that. What the cause is, I don't know. How can people do, how many lessons do they do now to get the driving license? And then
you'd never have to go near a dual carriage or motorway.
But forget all they've learned as well.
Yeah.
You know, how can you come out from a test and a month later don't use indicators and tailgate and just, yeah.
Best of luck.
That's my point, you know. Yeah. I think we need to start at basics and go from there.
Listener here says reversing around a corner is pretty much the same as reversing into a parking space, which everybody needs to be able to do. So that should be kept as part of the test. Another listener makes the point, how can anybody do their test in a motorway or a dual carriageway when they're nowhere near the test centre or the training school? Yeah, but it's not even just about testing people. It's your point, Sharon, on that, is that it should even just be part of the actual lessons that you have to do. You should have some educational training in it.
That's because I would assume with the test that if you're not anywhere near a motorway, it's going to be difficult for a test centre to bring you on a motorway as part of your test. Because, you know, it's a limited time that you're tested. But if it was a mandatory lesson, I think, you know, that I'm like, somebody texted in about reversing around a corner. Probably parking is a thing that you should have
absolutely
to do.
Absolutely.
It's how to parallel park.
You're going to a multi-story car park nearly, where there's, you know, you've got multiple tight spaces and try and navigate that. 1800 453 106, that's the number. Keith is with us on the line, Sharon and Michael as well. How do you feel about the Minister of State, Sean Canny's point today that, you know, we really should look at examining motorway competencies?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I agree with it. I do agree, and I do agree with the previous callers. My only concern would be for someone under tuition or someone doing their test, they'd need to be very confident to drive confidently on a motorway. As we know ourselves, driver behaviour on the motorways sometimes can be very hit and miss. You still hear the term that people refer to the overtaking lane as the fast lane, and we all know that's incorrect. So from merging, from maintaining your distance, maintaining your speed, that may be a lot of pressure for someone in the early stages of their driving lessons. So I would definitely think it has to be part of it for the reasons outlined previously. But equally, from a safety element of it, a vehicle moving slowly on a motorway is just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than a vehicle exceeding the speed.
Yeah, like, it's, you know, there is a point to be made, and there's quite a few people actually, Keith, getting in touch about, you know, whether or not you should have to go back and redo your driving test. I mean, I'm just trying to think about the waiting list for that, you know, and really how realistic something like that is. But surely we could look to some other countries. I mean, for instance, in Canada, to the best of my knowledge, their system is that once you pass your driving test, you then within a 3-year period, you have to go back and redo the second component of your driving test, which is the bit that allows you to drive on the highway.
That's really important. You might pass your test 20, 25 years ago, but your driver behaviour and your driver attitude will dictate how you behave on the roads. And we see it day in, day out with people not indicating, using their incorrect lane, braking suddenly. I think there definitely should be a follow-up. And if there is a situation where people have had maybe 2, if not 3 incidents with crashes, it probably should be linked to the insurance company to go, this person needs to go back on a refresher course or something like that. Because if you're a bad driver with a bad attitude and you manage to pass your test, you'll maintain that during your driving career. And that's the problem. I do believe drivers 30 years ago, and I'm not against people who are driving a long time, but the cars have changed. cars are much faster, they're much safer. So there definitely should be a revision or a refresher course along the way to maintain that skill set.
Martin is with us too. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a view on this today. Do you think we need to revamp the driving test first of all, Martin? Have well, I got Martin? How are you doing?
I'll ask you a question now. How many serious crashes are on motorways?
Do you have the figures off the top of your head, Martin? You do?
No. You answer me the question.
I don't know the figures offhand, Martin, now, to be honest.
Because
but
the reason you don't know is because it's very, very few.
You think we don't?
Very, very few.
Yeah, well, that's probably
the majority
a good thing.
The majority of people getting killed on the road are on secondary roads and ordinary main roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we do still have some terrible tragedies. Other incidents have happened now, to be fair, Martin, where people have had terrible tragedies on the road and that has not, you know, been their case or their fault at all. But you think, to a general point, we should revamp the test, do you?
No.
No, you don't think it's, you think it's fine as is?
Now, I'm telling you, all we have to do, I'm on the road every day myself, stupid drivers on their phone, driving too fast, not looking where they're going, and will not do their indicators. That's what's causing all the pressure. No matter how many driving tests you do, it's not going to change their behaviour. It's people's behaviour are causing all the accidents. I don't call them accidents, I call them stupid crashes or stupid people not doing what they should be doing. I see them all the day, every day. I see women putting on their makeup, putting on their lips, and driving on the motorway.
Yeah, so it's just that you think some of it anyway could be blamed or down to driver behaviour. I should say too, there is text coming in from people talking about some eating breakfast and some putting on makeup and looking at their phone, watching YouTube videos while driving as well. 087 1400 106 is the number. Rory is with us. Rory's actually one of my colleagues here in News Talk. But Rory, you recently passed your driving test. So do you think this is a good idea that you should have to complete some component on an Irish motorway?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think I passed it, 2 weeks ago now, and the test didn't really have anything to do with the motorway, which I feel like is something that, we'll all end up having to do. I'm planning a trip to Cork in the next few weeks, and I think I'm just going to have to warm up on a motorway somewhere else and just be careful, because it is something I'm worried about because of the speeds you're going at, all that. And the only kind of thing we covered in the test, it was in the theory questions, and it was just asking me what the speed limits were on the motorway, and that was it, and the rest of it was just driving on normal residential roads. So yeah, no, I do think it's something that I would have liked to learn more.
You don't even learn any part of motorway driving though as part of your lessons either, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not allowed on the motorway until I get a full license. So there was no way at all to broach it, I think. And maybe that needs to be changed as well. Maybe.
Yeah. No, well, I know that bit, but I just mean in terms of even lane merging or that's never mentioned at all during the lessons. Sure, it's not.
No, I mean, the only lane merging I would have learned would be if I'm lane merging. Maybe the closest thing I could possibly think of would be maybe on a dual carriageway. And you could maybe take lessons from that. But I still don't think it's the same, you know.
So you think it is worth adding in even as part of the lesson and subsequently maybe some component of the test too?
Yeah, I think I think even using the dual carriageway could be a decent analog to kind of say, take those lessons and then take them into a motorway. Because I find that, if you're going on a residential area at 30 kilometers an hour, how are you going to use that then to go on a motorway? And I feel like the motorway is something we're all end up going to be using, either driving to work or just going on holiday or something. And I just think, I don't know, I do feel underprepared for it, and I'm just recently licensed driver. So I don't understand how it's maybe ignored in a way. It does seem a bit of an oversight.
Mr. Here says, could you imagine the insurance covered driving trainers would have to have if they're responsible for learner drivers driving on the motorway? And to think of the increased danger as well, they too could be putting themselves at risk. How has that not been discussed as part of the discussion today as well? Norman is with us. Norman, I believe you sat your test in the Netherlands, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Was motorway driving, that was part of the test, was it?
That was essential, yeah. And also lessons, we were given lessons on the motorway. And I actually failed my test the first time. I passed everything. You have to do a theory test. You have to do theory lessons in the schoolroom. I think, for example, my wife was staying, you do 29 lessons in the schoolroom before you do your theory. So it can take up to 6 months. And you're not even allowed on the road with a professional instructor. Mm. For the first 6-9 lessons, you have to do it on the private road. You have to learn to do the parking, reversing, and all those things before you're allowed to go on public road. So actually, I failed my my test the first time, and that was on the motorway section.
And is the test in two parts then, when you talk about a motorway section?
Yeah, it's in two parts, yeah.
And like that, so you have to have completed the first element, which is that you can drive, and then you're allowed out onto the motorway to do the test.
Yeah, and in Denmark it's even stricter. If you're getting a professional instructor, you have to have a professional instructor besides before you're allowed on the ordinary road.
Yeah.
And you have to do like up to 9 lessons on a private road, like doing parking, reversing, emergency braking, things like that, before you're even allowed on to do a lesson on a public road. Mind a motorway.
And what is the motorway component? What does that look like?
It's simply you're brought on a motorway, so you have to merge with the motorway safely, obviously. You have to drive on a motorway and you have to show you can change lanes. And depending on how busy it is, you may have to drive past a row of cars at speed, very close, which for a lot of Irish people would be frightening. You know, you're kind of trained to drive within, say, 30 centimetres of a row of cars, so hard objects, so you don't flinch or go off to the left. You know what I mean?
It sounds like a much harder test.
It's a much harder test, yeah. And then you have to exit the motorway, so you have to do that in a timely fashion. So, and if you can't do it, then you obviously don't have to take the next exit. So if you try to take the exit that the tester wants to take you, and you do so in a dangerous fashion, then you fail your test, simply disappear to the next exit.
So what's your view on the Irish test, then?
Oh, crazy. I can't believe it. I avoid the motorways in Ireland. I was going to Sligo 2 weeks ago with my wife for the weekend, and she wanted to take the car. I said, I'm not taking the car. We'll take the train. I avoid the motorways here in Ireland. Because of the driving. Crazy. They don't know how to drive. They don't know what they're doing. And last September, I drove from Copenhagen to the West Coast, which is 5 hours' drive on the motorway. And it was fine. It's almost too boring. Mm. Very simple. You have to check your mirrors, indicate, move into the lane, pass the car or the truck, look in your mirrors again, indicate again. It's a very methodical fashion. But here's like, I used to work out sometimes in Lucan, in the campus out there, and I gave up going on the motorway. It was like Star Wars. It's like people are going left, right. They don't keep a distance. They to fly from one lane to another without indicating. It's crazy stuff.
So I was listening to Sean Canny today. Claire was asking him, you know, about what would happen in a county where you don't have motorways as such. You might have, you know, maybe the two-lane dual carriageway. Is the likes of having some sort of digitised simulator, is that... It's not the same experience.
No. But, I mean, the Netherlands is the same. I mean, it's very populated, but, like, Denmark has a lot of islands and areas that are countryside. But everybody has to do a motorway section. Mm. You have to do it. And obviously they do it. I don't know exactly how they do it, but they do it. So if they can do it, why can't we?
Yeah, listener here tells me that they learned to drive in the UK, and after I passed my test, the instructor then took me out for 2 extra lessons driving on the dual carriageway and the motorway. Perhaps that might be something to consider. Another listener says, forget about reversing around a corner and just get parallel parking like the UK. And finally, this listener tells me, I'm a very concerned mum. My daughter is doing her driving test tomorrow, actually, and I only had this conversation last week, that how on earth can they be let loose on a motorway after walking out of a driving test centre after never actually getting any experience driving on a motorway. I think it's ludicrous. I myself am driving for 30 years and people zipping in and out, flashing at you, undertaking, speeding on the motorway, it would make the best of drivers very nervous. My heart sinks at the thought of her on a motorway. It really is madness that nobody teaches you and just lets you loose. And this is from a concerned mum who says her daughter is actually sitting that driving test tomorrow. Well, the very best of luck to her. Thanks a million for getting in touch. Norman, Rory, Martin, Michael and Keith and Sharon as well. Thanks a million for sharing your stories with us. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.